Do you ever call that tree a sugar tree or?
Yeah, it's known as sugar tree, sugar maple. It is a maple tree, but
yeah.
It's really a different kind of maple, and it really is a sugar maple, I guess.
You mean there are different types of maple trees?
Yeah, some others are trying to use it. Well, the shade trees, there's some Norway maples, silver maples,
red maple,
water maple, and there's a agave tree that has red maple, like a sugar maple. I leave that in the front yard, I guess, a sugar maple. We went out in the woods and took them up and brought them in and set them out about 35 years ago. I'd like it around that time. They are really sugar maples. Nobody taps them around here, but that's what they are.
Probably take an awful lot of that sap to get any syrup.
I guess, yeah, they have to. Trees that have been tapped a lot grow big scars around there where they tap them. If you've seen any of them, they slash the bark somewhere. This went by a pig in there, that's where they slap and run down and come out on this pig and hang a bucket on it. Get the syrup and boil it down and make maple syrup.
Doesn't it ever kill the tree?
No, they don't tap it. They don't slash it that much. It damages it, but they don't.
Yeah.
You know, they used to do the same way in pine trees. You make turpentine. In the south, you'd have a big forest where they just gather that way from it. It's called turpentine forest. So they just gather that sap from the pine trees and try to get turpentine.
Never seen that.
I thought maybe you'd seen that in Atlanta.
You're not that many pine trees in the city anymore. This is the kind of tree, it's got long, scaly white bark, and it's got little knobs or balls on it.
That's like a sycamore.
Okay. And this is a tall bush or shrub. Its leaves turn bright red in the fall, and it's got little clusters of berries on it.
That's sumac, some call it sumac.
Okay.
Different way to pronounce it. S-U-M-A-C, I recommend it would be sumac, but they both should call it sumac.
Okay. And the kind of tree that George Washington chopped down?
A cherry tree.
Okay. And what are some of the trees around here?
Well, of course, your name is sycamore. We've got dogwood is a small flowering tree, and redbud is a small flowering tree that grows around the edges and avoids that. Wild flowering in the spring, you've got oaks. Here, then you got the hickory nut. Hawthorn. Black walnut, there's a lot of walnut around here.
Okay.
Let's see, there's a lot of here. That's the main one, I guess. Poplar's pretty good, a great part of the tree around here.
What do you mean, white smart?
Well, I mean, it's in a. Back when I couldn't tell enough, it's poplar lumber market when they start cutting the timber out of them.
That means a lot. Right smart does.
How do you use that word, right smart? Is that
means several. That's a pretty good amount of anything.
Would you talk about, say, a right smart of children? Or?
Well, Jenny wouldn't say that. I don't know how you'd say a passel of children, wouldn't you?
Okay.
But right smart like a. Somebody talking about somebody's farm, he said he got a right smart sized farm, that'd be considered bigger than the average, you know.
Yeah.
Right smart would mean more than the average, I guess, would be the best way to express it.